Distorted View Daily proudly presents a dramatic scene performed by the talented Precious Taft.
And sometimes he was cinnamon. And when he was cinnamon when I hugged him. And he was always equal parts you and me. That's why I loved him and wanted him. Because he was the love of the Hutch embodied. And now the thought of that child curdles me. And Oh, Lord! I only thank the benevolent God for being wiser than me. Because if a son existed now, I swear, I'd bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
That was beautiful, Precious.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, April 11th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the return of cat feces-based coffee, plus pissing on your tickle victims, and Storm Squirters 2, Squirt Harder. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Ooh, yikes. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. I'm not even going to pretend this is going to be an easy program to do. Everyone knows what today is, April 11th, and no one can forget the tragedy that took place on this day in 2001. And, you know, the images of the towers coming down will forever be etched, burned into our brains. And just like my commemorative Franklin Mint plate says, never forget. It's a beautiful plate with the Twin Towers burning. And in the background, the clouds form a sort of eagle with a tear, a single tear coming out of its eye. And it's the rim is 24 karat gold. It's beautiful. You can sort of make out a single figure jumping out of a window from one of the towers into his own death. You gotta hand it to the Franklin Mint people. They make beautiful plates. So yes, never forget, April 11th, 2001. A lot of heroes that day. Hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday podcast. Have a great show for you today. You know, at the top of the program, I have to mention this. I said, if you guys keep us in the top 10 at Podcast Alley, I will do a weekend show for everyone, not just paying members. So as of right now, we've sort of been fluctuating in and out of the top 10. If I go to record the show tomorrow and we're not in the top 10, fuck it! Fuck you! It'll be just for my sideshow members. However, as long as we stay in the top 10 this weekend, I got a program for everyone today. And I got to say thank you to everyone who continues to vote for us over there at Podcast Alley. If you haven't voted this month, do so now. It takes just a second, podcastalley.com. All right, enough of this bullshit. I really think you guys are going to enjoy this first piece of audio I have for you today. Elderly couples who are into swinging. That's right. Two couples swapping their partners, and they're at least 65 years old. Are you in? I thought so. Let's take a listen.
Oh! I've been telling these men all day, these women really get me. They make me nervous.
These women I'm fucking really make me nervous. She's in like a sling, I think, and he's fucking her.
I've got half of them believing it. This guy.
Because they don't know you like
that's,
we do.
That's, oh, God, she's got my balls and you got my dick.
Wow, they're having so much fun. So this old guy is fucking a woman. Meanwhile, the woman's husband is looking on and laughing and enjoying it. This is like a hidden camera type situation.
Trust me, Don. Trust me. Don. No. Come on.
Just a minute. I'm pulling a conversation.
It's now or never.
He's fucking my wife.
Well, enjoy it. You want him to move over?
Whoa. fucking nagging woman. The guy is trying to watch someone fuck his wife. Come on.
Oh, sucking her tits?
Fuck her, George. Give her hell.
I know. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Get over there, Pat. Oh, good, Olga. Good girl.
Olga, of course. One of the... how could you fuck anyone named Olga?
God dang, that's good.
Let's hear that again.
Good girl. God dang, that's good.
Wait, I want to hear Olga.
Get over there, Pat. Oh, good, Olga.
Pat, Olga. It's all old people names.
Good girl. God dang, that's good.
Where do you want me to...
right there. I don't care.
He doesn't care as long as he can bury his cock in it.
Just get on there quick, because I'm coming. Come on, Jim. Come on, Orin. Give it to her, buddy.
Come on now, just give it to her. Oh, so disgusting. You can just smell the rot coming out of that video clip. So there you go. Old swingers, basically. I've got another dating on-demand clip. This time, Cheryl Murkowski sent this in.
Hi, honey.
So Cheryl Murkowski was, of course, cruising for gay men on the Dating On Demand website and found this gem. This guy is so creepy. Take a listen. And you can tell it's not one of the, you know, like some of these people on Dating On Demand kind of are playing it up for the camera and trying to be outrageous. This guy is just creepy. Take a listen.
I like long walks. I really enjoy the theater. I like TV. Like spending time at bookstores, at the cafe.
Cruising the bookstores for cock.
I like coffee bars. Well, most people don't know that I can have a really kind of aggressive, you know, sometimes angry side.
Yeah.
But I try to be appropriate about it.
Uh-huh. Cuckoo. You gonna get raped.
The dorkiest thing is about me, I would say, is... even though I think I'm naturally graceful, a lot of times I can't walk down the sidewalk, say, without tripping over my toes sometimes, and I don't know really the reason why. There's no reason for it.
I gotta tell you, I trip over my toes. I'm not very graceful.
I would say the sexiest thing about me is my smile. I'm a sucker for other people's pain. You should date me because I'm a unique...
Wait, can we just back it up a couple seconds?
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
He's a sucker for other people's pain. That pretty much sums up this weirdo.
You should date me because I'm a unique individual and I have a lot to offer someone.
Yeah, you're going to get raped, but he will hurt you physically because he gets off on that.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Doesn't that kind of sum up what Distorted View is all about? We're all a sucker for other people's pain.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I totally made that my MySpace headline. I love it. This guy's my hero. So there you go. Thank you very much,
Cheryl Murkowski. Check out whorehole.org. Fine. All right. Smoke arm.
Finally today, we've sort of hit the jackpot with this one. Apparently there's this trend in high schools. Now, my high school didn't do this, but they have their own, television station, kind of. They produce their own shows. And I know here in Columbus, a lot of the stuff will air on public access, like the school news programs for different high schools. And they're hosted by the kids themselves, right? Well, this school must be kind of urban because there's a show that the kids produce, kind of like a rap-off or something. Who can lay down the fattest beats or something? I don't know. Anyways, they get two kids from the high school, and they both try to, like, freestyle rap, I guess. Take a listen to this insanity.
I'm Marvel, and I'm back with round two of the I Mic Freestyle Battle. We have two new contestants, sophomore Raya and your boy Eli from class of 2005. Eli. We also have the bus, Jonathan Hodges, J-Dub, Jeremy Walker, and Steven Jackson, Action Jackson.
Yeah, they're the judges. They're the Randy, Paula, and Simon of this, you know, ghetto school. And anyway, so here we go. Here's the first contestant freestyle rapping.
Yo, uh-huh, it's your boy, Envy. Okay, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh,
uh-huh. Yo. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay, all right, Okay.
Yo. Yo, the words got you talking crippled. My advice to Eli is to start rapping, stick to walking crippled. Young cat free.
Walking crippled.
Style so high. I've been up on the blocks, never selling rocks, but I still got what I got. Squad up like little Weezy, get busy off the floor.
Doesn't it sort of have to like sync up with the music?
So you can say I'm off the hazy. Anybody want it, they can get it. Never rap with a stutter. I'm so nice that I could have been marvelous, brother. Get me right on the platter. Rhymes fatter, hitting cats.
All right, enough of that. You think that's bad? Wait till you hear Eli.
Yeah. See, I'ma let you know who the best by the hour. You like Rosie O'Donnell. At a bisexual bridal shower. It ain't nothing to me, man. I keep it for real. Look at this dental, man. With dental the grill. See, I'm the best. I told you that. This dude like that. He ran in front of the cat. Now, I messed up, but I'ma stay on top. They told me, man, but you know, I'm never gonna flop. Look at this dude. He need to stay in the shade. Ain't no wonder why he came out. He already in the gay parade. I told you, man. I got you. Roasted like ever. You don't know, but my rhymes, they straight up clever. So you step down off the pedestal. I'm the best, man. You need to go to the fucking dental.
Now, he just let the F-bomb drop in a local school production.
All right.
And the kids love it.
Ghetto.
What is the monkey hustle?
Hey, brother, what it is?
It's a funny flick. I mean, a funny flick that's downright tasty.
Chicken plucking.
Racist. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Distorted View, the only podcast you can hear the soothing sounds of elderly people fucking.
Get over there, Pat. Oh, good, Olga. Good girl. God dang, that's good.
God damn! I'm gonna nut in your dried up bacon hole. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? You'll be able to hear more quality audio like this.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Yeah. $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the Distorted View archives. Every single episode of DV is up there. Plus, you'll get extended shows. We did two of them this week so far. Plus, exclusive shows, video cast. And starting in the month of May, non-paying members will get 3 to 4 new episodes of Distorted View on the free feed here at distortedview.com. Paying members, Super Freak Sideshow members, will get every single episode, so 5 episodes a week, typically. So if you don't want to miss an episode, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories for you, then we'll get the hell out of here. First story for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
That's right, a 50-year-old man who police dubbed the Naked Tickler for terrorizing women for years. Terrorizing, really? That's kind of a strong word. He went into their homes and tickled their feet. That's all they did. He's more of a nuisance than anything. He terrorized women. Women are fucking pussies. No wonder guys beat the shit out of them. Oh, I'm being terrorized! Some guy put his finger on my foot! Oh, my life is over! I've been violated! Oh. I hope Marky Post plays me in the Lifetime Movie of the Week based on my shitty life story! Oh, oh God! He touched my foot! Cuts men again. Stupid women. You girls need to toughen up, for Christ's sakes. Guys would not beat the shit out of you for burnt meatloaf if you just toughen up. Just say, hey, eat it and shut the hell up, you fat son of a bitch. You got fucking stretch marks on your stomach and your cock is buried under a mountain of skin folds. You think you could do better than me? Why don't we put up an online profile on Match.com? Here, let me help you out. MWS, that stands for Married White Slob, barely employed, seeking highly unattainable woman who doesn't mind the smell of feta cheese-based farts and yellow toenails. Hobbies include Arby's and competitive sitting. No fatties. All right? So eat your fucking burnt meatloaf. and like it, Jabba. All right, what the hell am I talking about? Oh, yes. Women's lives were ruined because some jackass touched their feet. Police said Thomas Blessin would leave bodily fluids at the home of women. Now, he's just asking to get caught. It's one thing to tickle their feet. You're not really leaving any evidence. It's another thing if you're jacking off in their kitchen floor. Like, linoleum does not soak up cum. Alright. Police said Thomas Blessin would leave bodily fluids at the homes of women in the new Smyrna Beach area while they slept. In one case, Blessin recorded himself urinating into a jug of milk inside a victim's home. This guy is a jackass. Blessin was initially arrested in October and confessed into breaking into homes and videotaping victims while they slept. A police dog tracked Blessin's scent to a sport utility vehicle. After a woman said she was fondled in her sleep. Quote, I felt something on my leg and thought it was my cat. And I looked up and it was this naked guy. And then he ran. He ran so far away. Earlier, Blessin pleaded guilty to burglary and possession of narcotics. Second story we have for you today. It's a sad day in the realm of porno. Evil Angel owner John Stagliano has been charged with multiple counts of federal obscenity violations. Stagliano was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington, D.C. Stagliano's productions include Milk Nymphos, Storm Squirters 2, and Fetish Fanatic 5. Those are the movies that were named in the indictment. Stagliano and his related companies were charged with three counts of using a facility of interstate commerce to sell and distribute DVDs containing obscene films together with a movie trailer in violation. What the hell does all this mean? Is it now illegal to sell lactating nymphos and pussy squirt pornos? If that's what America has come to, I don't want to be a part of it anymore. I revoke my U.S. citizenship myself. I am going to be Ukrainian or something. They probably don't care what you videotape over there. They'd be happy to get pussy squirting videos, as long as the women weren't hairy. They're native women. I don't know exactly what all this legal mumbo-jumbo is, like one count of engaging in the business of selling or transferring an obscene film and movie trailer. I don't know. I think it's just the way they were distributing it. People under the age of 18 maybe were able to get to it. I don't know. Quote, we're in the business of distributing pornography that depicts porn actors having consensual sex, said Evil Angel publicist Trisha Devereaux. I don't know anyone more passionate about their love of this business and the right to be a part of it than John. When reached by phone this evening, Stagliano had not yet been served with the indictment, but said, I know I haven't done anything that violates obscenity laws, and I'm confident that this will have a positive resolution. Does the U.S. government really have no one else they can go after right now? No bigger fish to fry than directors of cum-squirting videos? Whatever, we'll always have the internet and elderly swingers fucking. Final story we have for you today, we've talked about Kapi Luwak before, many times on the show actually, and it seems like every 6 months or so news agencies decide to report on this again. This time, Kapi Luwak, the gourmet coffee blended from animal droppings, is being sold at a London department store. And I know we've got a lot of London listeners. If you want to try Kapi Luwak, you can try it for £50 per cup. That's like $100 in U.S. cash, I believe. Jamaican Blue Mountain and the Kapi Luwak bean are used to create Cafe Raro or something, which is thought to be the most expensive cup of coffee in the world. Kapi Luwak beans are eaten, then passed through some sort of cat-like Asian creature. All profits from sales of the coffee at Peter Jones in Sloane Square. Do any of you British listeners know what I'm talking about? We'll go to Macmillan Cancer Support. All right. The cats, which live in the foliage of plantations across Southeast Asia, are said to pick the best and ripest coffee berries. Enzymes in their digestive system break down the flesh of the fruit before the animals expel the bean anally. Fecally. The beans are then collected from the plantation floor by workers who wash away the dung and roast them. David Copper, who created the blend, said these rare coffees have been slowly hand-roasted for about 12... You can't change the fact that they were shit out! They were shit out of an animal! These rare coffees have been slowly hand-roasted after being shit out of a creature for 12 minutes to ensure that we maximize the potential for each coffee. The final roast color is quite dark, like shit, to ensure that the espresso is perfect for a smooth latte or cappuccino. See what I did there? Cappuccino. come for the cum farts and elderly swingers fucking, stay for the lame comedy. That's Distorted View. Ding! And that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in and see what my freaky deekies are up to.
Jim, I have a question for you. Would you date me? I mean, not even so much as date, but more like, would you screw me?
Well,
I'll give you time to answer.
I would need to know how hairy your anus is, because I like a nice full bush down there. I like the prickly feeling on my penis, and I love it when it's all like lubed up and the hairs are all wet and sticking to my cock. And the faint smell of feces. Because, you know, shit gets trapped in there.
Well, why not? What, I'm fat? You saying I'm fat? Oh, fuck you.
Well.
Who the fuck would call their mom with a question like that?
Shortest relationship ever. Oh, butter sticks.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
A live Rick Rolling.
Never gonna run around and desert you.
Never gonna make you cry.
My listeners are complete idiots. Just stupid.
Tim, I'm very disappointed that you're not using Ubuntu,
which is
a Linux-based operating system.
Yeah, okay.
You would have no problem loading up Sextastic Tuesday with their open source software called OpenOffice.org.
OpenOffice.org is also for fucking Windows, you douchebag, and I tried that.
Never gonna give you up! So, Tim, this radio station in Phoenix is now doing Rick Rolls this whole weekend. The station is...
It's a Rick Roll weekend on Z93.5. Every time you hear a Rick Rolling, be the fifth call. Yeah, it's stupid, I'm sure.
103.9, The Edge. Ooh, they're so edgy.
I know.
But they're doing
I got chills. Douche chills.
This whole weekend. So they're playing regular songs, and every once in a while, they'll throw a little Rick in there.
Nice.
So, I don't know if you...
Can you win $100 if you're the fifth caller? I don't know. I can't hear that.
Hey, Dan, this is Anthony in California. You know, about the paid sideshow, I am not a sideshow member.
Oh, no.
I've always felt bad about it. And now that you are going to be dropping off some of the shows in May, I'm finally going to get off my lazy cheap ass and buy a sideshow membership.
Well, I definitely appreciate it, and I really think it's worth it, even without the other shows. I think you'll have a good time. Sometimes I post weird videos that I find on the internet that I think are more visual than audio, so you'll get to see that on the feed. And I'm going to be hopefully starting up some of my own videos, and you can check those out in the Sideshow archive. Just me being stupid. A lot of people like the sandwich video or the cat video, and just me being stupid. So there's a lot of fun stuff to check out. Plus, you get the arc. I don't know why I'm trying to sell you people on this. You already know what the Sideshow is all about. Please sign up, support the program. Finally today.
Hey, Tim, sorry about that last one. This is Aaron in Shithole, Iowa. My goddamn piece of shit phone lost its service.
It's okay, baby.
Anyway, I was trying to say, since you never called off the bumper sticker contest for the naming episodes,
I think we should start that back up again. Here's what we're going to do. That's a great idea. If I could get off my ass and actually do this, I would love to get out some bumper stickers to you guys, but I'm thinking maybe we should design a new bumper sticker. I don't know. If any of you guys are creative out there and want to come up with a bumper sticker, it doesn't have to be, you know, graphically intense. It can just be, you know, just a standard bumper sticker with words or something. You can come up with a catchy slogan or something funny that you think the freaks would like to have on the back of their car. You know, email me, let me know. I can get them printed up and we can start this again. We had a contest a long time ago on the show where you could call in and based on everything that we've talked about on the show, you could name the episode of the show. And that sort of died off relatively quickly.
Episodes. I'd like to name yesterday's episode, April 9th, Timmy's Sound Effect Extravaganza.
Also, yes, that was the Sextastic Tuesday episode, right? With all the Corey sound effects that he provided with his story.
Extravaganza. Also, could you have Satan wish me a happy birthday for April 10th? Thank you.
All right. It just so happens that I have Satan here. He's working on my satellite dish. Satan, come here.
Never let the Dish Network people install it. Do it yourself. They'll take 4 hours and rip off half your shingles and your roof. It's ridiculous. Yes. Aaron, I would love to sing you happy birthday. Unfortunately, due to a copyright dispute, we don't have the rights to sing that song to you. However, I will sing this song to you. Aaron, you don't need money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. See you in hell! Satan, away!
There you go, Satan, everybody. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it, oh God, say it with me. I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We got another show before we end the week. Until then, bye, everybody.
Get over there, Pat. Oh, good, Olga. Good girl. God dang, that's good.